Hello, this is Hugh Mehrazi, and today in our Forex podcast series, we are going to review the important economic events of the coming week. Let's start on the first working day of the week, which is November the 21st. To be honest, we won't have such significant news on this day that will have an immediate impact on the market. So probably the market will start in the same situation as it ends last week. The monthly PPI statistics of Germany will be declared on this day, which could be slightly impactful for the Eurozone, and a series of speeches will be given regarding the UK and Germany economies. So November the 21st is not such an important day. Then on the 22nd of November, we will have New Zealand's trade balance statistics, which the forecasts are minus 1.7 billion, which if there is an improvement in it, we will definitely see the strengthen in the New Zealand dollar. And if it is worse than this number, it will weaken this currency. Then the members of the Central Bank of Australia will have a speech, which could be very noteworthy. It should be noticed whether they use a hawkish tone and whether they want to use contractionary policies or not. On the other story, for the Canadian dollar, the retail sales statistics will be reported around 5 p.m. Also for the US dollar, we will have the US Richmond Fed Manufacturing Index and the speech of the members of the Federal Reserve, which can say they won't have an immediate impact on the market unless the tones will be very different from what we have seen so far. In fact, in those speeches, they don't have anything new to offer. In the last few weeks and months, they are repeatedly saying they are trying to fight with inflation by raising the interest rate, and the amount of that raise will be based on the data. So we know what they are going to say again. For this reason, these speeches may not be able to have a particular impact on the markets unless we will see a big change in their context or being contrary to the market's predictions. On the 23rd of November, which is the most important day of the week, we will start early in the morning with important statistics from New Zealand and a session to determine the rate of increase in New Zealand's interest rate. And also New Zealand's monetary policy, plus a new news conference of RBNZ, the Royal Bank of New Zealand. All of these can have a very important impact on NZD, the New Zealand dollar. If the interest rate increases more than the forecast, or if they use a stronger hawkish tone regarding the fight against inflation, it can help to strengthen the NZD. On the same day, we will have the flash PMI statistics in France, Germany, and the UK for both the service sector and the manufacturing sector. The PMI statistics show the confidence purchasing managers have in the economic situation of their country, and if it is higher, especially above 50, then it means the economy of that country is strong and in an expanding cycle. And when a country has a strong economy, then the currency of that country will also be powerful. In the opposite side, a PMI decrease will be translated to a weak economy and the fear of recession will go high, and as a result, the currency of that country will fall. This week's forecast in France, Germany, and even in the UK are all under 50. For example, the service PMI of Britain is predicted to be 48 and the manufacturing PMI is predicted to be 45. If the PMI will be announced better than the forecast, it can help the currency to show some strength. So these announcements will be important this week. On the same day, the PMI statistics for the US will be reported, and this can be very important as well, as it can affect the US dollar. To be honest, the 23rd will be a very busy day. We will have some other statistics on property transactions, as well as unemployment insurance claims, and a meeting by members of the Federal Reserve team for the US. And as we must emphasize again, it can be the most volatile day of the week, and we must be aware of fluctuations in the New Zealand dollar, euro, pound sterling, and the US dollar. Now let's go to the 24th of November. In this day, we will have Japan's manufacturing PMI and a series of discussions regarding the economic situation of Germany in the Eurozone and the UK, so that in the short term they can give a general picture of the economy of these countries. Definitely, it's not a bad idea to review this news, but we must mention that we don't expect these can have an immediate effect on your trades. Finally, on November the 25th, the New Zealand retail sale and core retail sale statistics, Japan core CPI statistics, and Germany's final GDP will be announced. Amongst them, Germany's GDP will show whether EU is in a recession or not, and Japan's CPI will tell us some information about the inflation in Japan, which is predicted to be 3.5%. Again, these announcements on their own are not very impactful, and they just can help us to have a better big picture about those economies for the long run. This was from this week's podcast. I hope it was very useful for you. Take care and don't forget to stick with your risk management when trading. Also, don't forget to press like and share this podcast to support us. Thank you. Have a great time. Bye for now.